Good morning, Simi Valley West. This is your local Neighborhood One Council update. I had the pleasure yesterday of attending the Task Force on Homelessness, which is one of the various subcommittees that members of the Neighborhood Council can serve on. The meeting was held yesterday at 3:30 p.m. in the community room at City Hall. This was my first time attending the meeting, and I found it to be not only very informative, but well represented. It's co-chaired by two council members, City Council Member Glenn Becerra and City Council Member Barbara Williamson. The committee is a good place to learn about the resources available, not only to actual homeless people here in the city and throughout the county, but also a growing trend of the almost homeless, which I learned are people who were working and became unemployed and were unemployed or have been unemployed for an extended period of time, have exhausted their unemployment benefits, have drained their savings, and are now on the verge of becoming homeless. So the task force addresses these issues as well. Two programs that were discussed the first one was called Wide Umbrella, and that one is targeted to homeowners who are not yet in foreclosure but are on the brink of foreclosure. And what it does, it leases the house from that homeowner for 18 months, guaranteeing them a steady flow of mortgage payments for 18 months. In return, the homeowner vacates that house, and that house is then used as transitional housing for people who may already be homeless, living out of their car and that sort of thing, and put them into some transitional housing while they find a more permanent arrangement. So that is a new program that is being implemented here in Simi Valley and Moore Park. The second program that was presented was the Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, which is administered by the Human Services Agency in the County of Ventura. Now, this program is targeted at renters. It does not pay for mortgages, but it does provide relief for people who, for example, are behind on their rent and are about to become evicted. It also helps for payment of utilities that may be late, that sort of thing. So these two programs are available to residents both here in Simi Valley and the county, and should be utilized if people are in need. Now, a lot of people don't know that these programs exist, and the quickest way to learn about some of these programs, besides surfing on the net, on the county's website, or on the simivalley.org's website, is by simply dialing 211. 211 on your phone connects you with operators that know all about the different types of social services available to residents of the county. So if you need to know if you qualify for food stamps, or if you need to find out if you qualify for renter's assistance, 211 is a quick and easy resource to use to get those questions answered. So that was something I learned yesterday, and I think it's a fantastic resource for people out in the community. Thanks again for listening to this late Neighborhood Council update. We look forward to seeing you at the meeting in July and hearing more updates here on Audio Boo. Have a great day, everyone.